I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 29th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch issued a statement regarding the Friday morning incident in which an armed robbery suspect was shot and killed by state police in Quincy. The mayor said the incident demonstrates how first responders risk their lives every day. 36-year-old Eric Leach led police on a chase to Quincy after reportedly robbing a 7-Eleven in Rockland at gunpoint and then stealing a Rockland police cruiser, causing several crashes along the way before finally being cornered at the BJ's gas station on Bergen Parkway in Quincy. Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey says police were forced to shoot when Leach exited that cruiser with a police rifle. The incident remains under investigation. A Brockton man is facing multiple charges after a police chase from Hingham into Quincy ended with a crash early Friday. Police say 23-year-old Orlando Munez Gomez crashed and flipped his car at the Four River Rotary after fleeing a police stop in Hingham. Gomez and a 16-year-old passenger were hospitalized. A 21-year-old passenger was not hurt. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch this week will name 9 volunteers to serve on a new committee that will examine the city's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies and procedures. The mayoral commission is being formed in response to a recent city council vote approving a new department of diversity. Koch had said he did not see a need for the new department, but will establish the committee to examine the city's hiring and recruitment practices, along with government efforts to communicate with residents and accessibility issues. Cases of coronavirus are on the rise in Quincy and across the region. There have been 317 new confirmed cases in Quincy over the past 14 days, and the positivity rate is approaching 3%. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 29th.